This episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. For a limited time, get a free trial of Skillshare premium membership at skillshare.com/accidental. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and Herding Tigers, and then the new book, The Motivation Code, which releases in just 2 short weeks as I record this. I have to tell you, I've never been as excited about any project I've worked on as I have been about The Motivation Code. Let me tell you why. About 4 years ago, when I took the Motivation Code assessment for the first time, when my friend Rob walked me through it, it unlocked so much in me that I'd always suspected but never really understood how to put into words. It showed me all of the positive attributes of how I'm motivated, but also some of the potential shadow side tendencies that I need to be careful about if I want to make sure that I'm engaging fully and freely. And over the last 4 years, it has completely changed the way I approach my life and my work. And I want you to have that same experience. So if you pre-order the Motivation Code before October 6th and you register it, then we're going to give you access to the full Motivation Code assessment. Now, this normally costs $49. So for the price of just pre-ordering a book, you can get that plus the full Motivation Code assessment included. All you have to do is go to themotivationcode.com, pre-order through your favorite retailer, whoever that happens to be, and then register it at themotivationcode.com. There are links there to register your pre-order so that we can send you the code to take the full assessment on October 6th when the book releases. Again, I've never been more excited about anything. I can't wait to share this with you. This book, I think, is going to transform so many lives. And I say that only because normally I wouldn't say that about a book I wrote, but I say that because I am one of dozens of people who have worked on this effort over the course of many, many years. So I just happen to be the person writing the book, but the work it represents is the result of over 50 years of research, over 1 million achievement stories, and decades of distillation of that research into something really, really meaningful. So again, themotivationcode.com. And today I want to talk about motivation. We're going to be talking about that over the next couple of weeks a bit because I do have the book coming out, but I wanted to share with you why motivation is important. And I want to share a couple of the reasons why you need to consider motivation. Now, often when we think about motivation, we think about it in terms of, well, I just need to muster my energy. I just need to, just rev myself up and just motivate myself. Well, that's not really the way it works. And I'm going to explain why in just a few minutes. And hopefully even just today, you're going to have a better understanding of how to center your life and your efforts around what it is that really drives you. Before we dive into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors. It's Skillshare. So Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people like you and like me. You can explore new skills. You can deepen your existing passions. You can get lost in creativity. And really, that's what we need, right? That's what we want. We want our minds function best when we are lost in doing creative work. When we are expanding our skills, when we're trying new things, when we're taking new risks, we forge new ways of seeing the world. We start thinking systemically and it changes our perspective. At a time when so many important conversations are happening, we need your voice in the world. We do. And so Skillshare offers classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. These lessons can help you stay inspired. They can help you express yourself and introduce you to a community of millions of fellow creatives. So a couple of classes that are intriguing to me as a writer, and I don't care what your job is. If you can write, you're going to succeed. You are, because writing is so important, especially now we're all working remotely. We have to be able to write in order to communicate our thoughts effectively. So a couple of Skillshare classes that I think are very fascinating. One is called Creative Writing, Crafting Personal Essays with Impact by Roxane Gay. So maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe you want to sharpen your creative writing skill set. Well, Skillshare will help you do that. Another one that's fascinating is Powerful Storytelling Today, Strategies for Crafting Great Content by Soledad O'Brien. So I'm sure most of you know Soledad O'Brien. She's had a phenomenal career in journalism, and now she's got a class about how to tell effective and powerful stories. So if you want to learn how to do that, we all have to be good storytellers. then Skillshare is going to help you learn the skills to do that. So Skillshare offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and with the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Members get access, unlimited access, to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects and feedback from a community of millions. So for a limited time, get a free trial of Skillshare premium membership at skillshare.com/accidental. Again, receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/accidental and get a free trial of Skillshare premium membership. We thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, so when we talk about motivation, I've actually even had peers, colleagues, people that I respect say motivation doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Like, don't worry about motivation. Just go do it. And I understand the perspective because I think so many people wait around to be motivated. And I think the result of that is that they never do anything because they're always waiting to be motivated. But I think that also is a misunderstanding of what motivation really is. Listen, you are motivated to do something. You are. There's a reason that you're procrastinating. If you're procrastinating on a project, there's a reason why you seem to always pick a fight with someone else on your team. You know, there's a reason, there's something motivating that. There's a reason why you stay up until 3 a.m. consecutive nights to do work that really doesn't matter a lot to the organization, but to get you to do something really small that really matters a lot takes so much effort and energy on your part. There's a reason why those things happen. And I think sometimes we do a disservice to ourselves by just saying, just get motivated, just muster up the energy. It's almost like we're conjuring, and I don't know if you've seen this, I'm sure you probably have, it's like we're conjuring that Chris Farley motivational speaker, you know, living in a van down by the river. It's like that's how we think about motivation. It's like, well, we just got to get motivated and just fire ourselves up. And we think about motivational speakers and we think about people who are just telling us, you can do it, go climb that mountain, go take that mountain. You know, that's how we think about motivation. That's not a reflection of reality. Motivation at the heart of it is about where you get your motivational energy. It's about what feeds energy in you versus what drains energy from you. And we often think that motivation is about the task. We think if I could just find the right mix of tasks that somehow my life is going to be perfect, but that's not true either because it's not about the task itself. It's about what you bring to the task. It's about how you approach the task. That's what matters. That's why motivation is often misunderstood because we think it's about getting the right set of tasks in our life that will keep us naturally motivated. I'm going to share a little secret with you. I don't like to write. I don't enjoy the process of writing. I never have, which is why I never thought I wanted to be an author. I never did because I don't enjoy writing. Now, I love the outcomes of writing. I love what writing yields, and I love what the process of writing does to me when I approach it the right way. And let me explain that. So in the Motivation Code, there are 27 themes of motivation. One of my themes of motivation is make an impact. As a matter of fact, it's my top motivational theme. So for me, I don't like writing, but I love the impact that writing has. I love that I can get my ideas into the world and that I can, and I'll share another one of my themes, influence behavior. That's my number three theme. I love influencing behavior through my work, seeing light bulbs go off over heads, right? I love seeing people influenced by my thoughts, by my synthesis, and having people write to me and say, hey, your work's really influenced my life. That is gold to me. That will fuel me for weeks on end, regardless of whether I'm making money, regardless of how many books I'm selling. If I know my work is having an impact, great. And I will walk over hot coals and broken glass in order to write a book to have impact, because that's where I get my energy, is the impact and the influence that it yields me when I write books. Okay. So it's not about, and I think this is also, by the way, this is also why a lot of people who say, like, I want to be an author, but when I ask them, well, how often do you write? Do you write every day? Are you writing a book right now? Well, no, but I think I want to be an author. Well, what you're saying is, I don't want to do the work of it. I want the results of it, which again, could be fine, but you have to do the work in order to get the results. So it's almost like you, the motivation that you need is to connect not with the process, but to connect with the outcome sometimes. Or it could be to connect with the process. So let's say that one of your motivational themes is to explore. Well, that is a perfect motivation for somebody who's driven to write books. But the thing you're going to have to do is discipline yourself to make sure you're at some point coming to conclusions, because you're going to be asking questions forever. So the process is going to be motivating to you, right? But the outcome isn't necessarily what you're driving for. So what we have to do, friends, is reframe our understanding of motivation and understand that motivation isn't just about the tasks that we do. It's about how we bring ourselves to those tasks. So with that in mind, what I want to do is share with you a couple of principles from an early chapter of the Motivation Code about motivation specifically, and about why I think motivation is important for us. Even though we don't always feel it, we are always experiencing it. We may not know that we're motivated, but we are experiencing it. Procrastination is motivated by something. Extremely hard work is motivated by something. Those are all motivated activities. The thing is, we have to identify, okay, what is this feeding in me? What energy is this feeding? So for me, for example, make an impact. Sometimes I seek to have an impact where it's not welcome. If I'm not seeing impact from my work, I might overstep my bounds and seek to have an impact in a place where I'm not being asked to have an impact. Well, that's part of the shadow side of my motivation. And I have to recognize that, because I can overstep bounds and interfere in things that I'm not welcome into. And so I have to understand that as well. All right. So listen, I want to read a little bit from this section about unique motivation being the missing key to motivation. So have you ever had a friend who hopped from cultural trend to cultural trend, always looking for the answer to their problems? Wow, this book just changed my life, they might say. No, wait, this book just changed my life. And I know people like that. I'm sure you do as well. Well, you're about to go on a journey of self-discovery that is likely to change how you approach your life and work. But before you do, here are a few preliminary bits of advice to help you get the most out of what you'll learn in the chapters ahead. So here's the first principle I want to share with you today. Motivation is the foundation for personal development. I've seen firsthand how an understanding of motivation code has transformed people's sense of self, catapulted positive career changes, and improved relationships with their direct reports, colleagues, and team members. But motivation alone is not enough. To produce your best work, you must leverage that motivation to develop your skills and your expertise. Motivation is the foundational layer that supports your ability to pursue new levels of productivity and achievement. So listen, I've just written a book about motivation, but motivation is the base layer. So when I say that what you have to do is understand how your tasks are modifying your motivation, right? Or your environment is modifying your motivation, what I mean is you have to figure out how to bring those core motivational energies to the work you're doing, rather than waiting for the tasks to motivate you in and of themselves, because they may not. They simply may not. Most of us have to do things in our job that are not motivating, that we don't like doing. But we can reframe those tasks around something that is motivating for us. So let me give you another example about the book writing thing. Writing a 60,000 word book like the Motivation Code is not inherently motivating to me. But one of my other themes, my number two, is meet the challenge. So what I've had to learn how to do is to establish a series of challenges throughout the course of my writing to keep me motivationally engaged. So what I will do is say, and most of you know this who have listened to the podcast for a while, I write 500 words a day when I'm writing a book. And my challenge is I'm going to write 500 words by 9:30 this morning. That's my challenge. By structuring a series of challenges for myself 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, because I take the weekends off, what I'm doing is I'm structuring natural activities in my life that align with my motivational flow. But if I just said, today I'm going to research all day for this book, or today I'm going to write as many words as I can, that sounds like drudgery to me. That's misery. But if I say I'm going to write 500 words before 9:30, that's a challenge I can meet. And that's part of my core motivation. And so it keeps me focused and helps me make people ask me, how have you written 5 books in 10 years? Like, you know, people struggle to write 5 books, period, let alone 5 books in 10 years and have them published, right? And the answer is steady everyday challenges, steady everyday progress that's aligned with my motivation. I was doing this before I even knew that's what I was doing, but now it helps me understand why it's been so effective. Okay, so that's the first thing. Motivation is the foundation for personal development. The second thing is motivation has a positive side and a shadow side. As you'll see in coming chapters, because I'm reading from the book right now, there are both positives and potential negatives that come with each motivation. Understanding motivation code will help you look out for those instances in which you're tempted to behave badly at the expense of others. So, well, I can't help but steal the spotlight. I am, after all, motivated to evoke recognition, right? That might be something somebody says. For me, I mentioned that make an impact motivation sometimes causes me to want to make an impact in places where it's not welcome. Or I might try to influence behavior, and if somebody's not giving me the feedback they want, I'll just keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking until I start seeing them nod their head or whatever. And I have this conversation with people close to me all the time, like, you've repeated yourself 10 times. I'm like, it's because I'm waiting for you to show me that it's sinking in, what I'm saying, right? Yes, it sank in the first time. Okay, great. But I was waiting for that. So that can be a challenge. And meet the challenge. Boy, my goodness, that's my number two motivation. I can very easily be distracted by things that feel challenging to me, little challenges I can take on when I'm in the midst of a longer arc project, and they can distract me. That's my way of procrastinating, is by finding little challenging things to do on the side. Okay, so we have to understand the positive and the shadow side of our motivation in order to be effective. Here's the final thing I want to share with you. Motivation is not a full description of you and your identity. So humans are very complex, and motivation is one aspect of who you are. And with regard to motivation code, there are no good or bad motivations. So, you know, if you don't initially resonate with what you discover as you read the book and as you take the motivation code assessment, don't worry about that. It's fine. If it's like, oh, I wish I was this other motivated. Well, no, it's about where you get your motivational energy. There are people at the top level of every profession in every industry who are motivated by any one of the 27 motivations in the motivation code. They are. So don't worry about that. But what you have to understand is how your motivations affect you day to day, what they draw out of you, and what that means about how you need to structure your life so you're bringing yourself to your work in a way that's aligned with your motivational flow rather than against your motivational flow. Okay. Again, I can't wait to get this work in your hands. Go to themotivationcode.com, pre-order the book, register it there at themotivationcode.com, and we're going to send you a code to take the full motivation code assessment. It's going to transform the way you see your life and your work. It did that for me. It's done that for so many countless people all over the world. So I can't wait for you to have a chance to experience this. Motivation is important. Don't let anybody tell you it's not, but it's not about just gearing yourself up. It's not about just mustering the energy or just amping yourself up, sitting, listening to, you know, Metallica and getting revved up and then going out and taking on the day. That's not what it's about. What it's about is understanding where you get your energy, where you get your motivational energy, and then figuring out how to structure your life and your day and your tasks and your relationships so that it's aligned with your motivation rather than working against your natural motivational tendencies. Once you discover your motivation code, it will unlock so much more in your life. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.